Blog Talk Radio.
I keep it playing, why some dudes to play it safe. Go check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it playing, why some dudes to play it safe. Go check the resume, it's risky business in the A. In the A.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor for February 11th, 2015. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest for you tonight. He'll be on later. the Moose Ojanaka, Ring of Honor Superstar. And let's get into a little tidbit news. WWE viewership went 30% down from last week, with 3.6 million viewers for the entire Raw. Horrible. Actually, a drag on show, boring, actually. And what irks me was even, won't they just play the Stinger's theme music from WCW? Much better than all of this Crow irking music and shit. And also, the New Day, nobody don't give a fuck live or watching. It's a it's horrible, a stereotype gimmick. Come on, Nick. Kofi Kingston should have been is actually underrated. He should have been all the way up at the top from 6 years ago. It just said no trial reaction whatsoever for this group. And some other news, that TNA viewership increased today. They went from 4,700 from the other week from, I mean, from 2 weeks ago, and they went up now from last week to 5,000, 34,000 viewers. I guess since the promotion of the free lockdown event on Destination America, they just take too many shows for the UK 6 months ahead of time, way far out. I just don't really like that. I can understand 2 weeks in advance. 6 weeks is too damn drag on. I understand they're trying to save money, in which they're not making profits at all, even with the low attendance at the UK events. The first event was 1,500 fans. That was in Scotland, Glasgow, Scotland. The second one, it was in London, that did 3,000. The last one did 4,500. And the 12,000 seat venue. So horrible. We'll take a break and we'll get back.
Run it over and Pinot Grigio, hold up. You bogus in that Lambo if you ain't lifting the dough up. You bogus popping pills if you ain't picking the hoe up. You bogus running out on your kid, my nigga grow up. For God's sake, like a wedding cutting large cake. For large stakes, let the hammer bang broad day. Hey, never mind what the blog say. Do what my mind and my heart say. My philosophy, profit off of my properties. Get it, flip it, we got to be rich. That broke shit is obsolete. Possibly off of my rocker, watch how you watching me.
sophisticated, psychotic flies, a pilot officially solid. All you wish you could get, I got it. Unlimited titanium, nigga, what's in your wallet? How the gladiator college, I made it summa cum laude. Where you clowns couldn't have got a cap and gown if you bought it. I pilot with Saudis, buying crude oil and diamonds. Hustle January, July, fly to Dubai. A broke nigga telling me behind, I'm dividing the pies. Like a blind nigga telling me it's an eye for an eye. Bullheaded and stubborn, I be that way till I die. But find a nigga with more hustle than me, I dare you to try. And according to the hand on my Audemars, it's my time to shine, so fuck y'all. I get that why I don't trust a motherfucker. Seen a nigga snitch on their mom, shoot at his brother. Go to prison in love with a bitch and a nigga fuck him. I seen real G destroyed by real suckers. Innocent ladies raping defenseless babies abducted. Such a horrible truth, but you see it over and over as nothing. You numb to it and your heart grow colder. Pacify your pain with a chain and a rope. But fuck it. Justify your action with stacking your dough up. He show up with a brick of cocaine and baking soda. Just enough for me to blow up. Nigga, hold up, switch the flow up. Cause these niggas be snitching so much. I promise all they miss is a bad coffee and donut. Go to jail, so what? Never see my integrity perish. That ain't the Harris's way. Study my pedigree. Promise I'm one of the only ones who keep it 100. Probably why I think they all out to get me. You can't convince me. Large money and fame won't plant seeds of envy to make my partners resent me enough to come and get me. Cat me slipping and hit me jail like AD at 50. Cause I'm in a position that he think he should be giving. Listen, dawg. The fact of the matter is I'm on a narrow path and we all can't travel.
Yes, we are back from the break. This is Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest. He's a former NFL standout player and now the RH superstar. Give it up for Moose Ojanaka.
What's up, man?
Yeah,
you say what?
It's good. Everything's good.
Yeah. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
It's an honor. It's an honor. And what got your interest in going to train at WWA for in Atlanta?
It was just happened to be the only school out here to train at. So, I mean, luckily it ended up being a good school. Some of the top indie guys actually trained at that school, so I was just in luck. I live in a city where a really good wrestling school was in.
And what are your thoughts on Mr. Hughes as the trainer?
Oh, he does a real good job there. I mean, like I said, it's not a coincidence that a few of the top indie guys in wrestling right now came from that school. So that's hats off to Hughes' trainer.
And definitely both of y'all do have an NFL background also.
Who does, me or?
Mr. Hughes. You are
Mr. Hughes.
Yeah,
he was a player in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't think Hughes ever played. I know he played in Kansas State. In Kansas, right. I don't think he played anywhere.
Right. Also, What are your memories of working with Black Blackheart Orange.
He's a good wrestler. I think, I don't know if he still trains at the school, but like I actually worked him a couple of times early.
And what are your memories of A.R. Fox?
Oh, that's one of my real good friends, man. One of the best indie workers right now. I got nothing but good things to say about him. I mean, one of my good friends in the business.
And also, were you a fan growing up of pro wrestling?
Yeah, big fan. Since I was like 8 years old, 8 to 10 years old.
And also, what are your memories of working in Evolve?
I've had some good matches there. Actually, it was the first big company I worked for about a year and a half ago before I closed along with Ring of Honor, signed on with Ring of Honor. But there's a good company, a bunch of good wrestlers over there.
And also, you had a chance also to work with former WWE talent like Michael Tarver and Ezekiel Jack. And what was that like working with them also in a six man?
Two guys, those are good buddies of mine. It's always good working with ex-WWE guys. Just because of the knowledge you get and the experience you get from talking to those guys and playing the match out. So it's good to have those guys in the corner, both good friends of mine, and guys I could call at any time to get info from. It's been good.
Also, you definitely had you did good work against Yuhan Nation. What were your memories of working with him?
I mean, he's my best friend. I want to say the business, but my best friend just in general, and we have a lot of chemistry in the ring. And I mean, it's always a great match where we both step in the ring either with each other or against each other.
And how was that like going into Ring of Honor dojo for a trial? How was that experience?
It was good. Learned a lot of things there. Actually, I mean, obviously gave me the chances that I have now to wrestle for Ring of Honor, so if it wasn't for that seminar, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at now.
And also, what was it like to on the debut for Ring of Honor doing that live pay-per-view Best of the World?
That was just a surreal experience. I didn't get the rest of that night. All I had to do was do a short interview segment. It was still a fun experience. Showing my face for the first time with the company. Everything has been good.
What are your thoughts on your manager, Stokely Hathaway?
He's a great manager. Actually, a good friend of mine also. Obviously, he wouldn't be my manager if we wasn't some words of friends, but one of my great friends in the business. was actually an underrated wrestler and just good mind for the business and a great manager.
And also, what's your thoughts on Chris Nana?
Great guy. I've known him for a while. Known him for a very, for a while, and he, he's one of the guys that helped me in this, got me in this position, and. I mean, nothing but great things. He has a great mind for business.
And do you think that, I believe that Ring of Honor is one of the, has a good, great locker room with talent that's trying to better themselves and helping other talent in the locker room and going over a lot of things on preparing for matches and everything. How was that felt atmosphere in the locker room for the first time?
I mean, we're a big family. We're a big family in Ring of Honor, so everybody always wants to see everybody do good and have good matches. And a lot of the older guys in the locker room coach up the younger guys and give them that agent in that they need to get to have a good match. And that's why you see some of the best wrestling in the world when you watch our product.
Right. And what's your opinions on Hunter Johnson, Hunter Delirious Johnson?
He's a great guy. Obviously, he's the booker. He's also a great wrestler. Gave me the opportunity that I have now. And without him, this wouldn't be possible. The world won't be chanting Moose, you know?
Right. And what's also, you also have another manager, Veda Scott. How was like that as a person and inside and outside of the business?
Like I said, she's been wrestling for a long time. She has a great mind to the game, and she's also done a phenomenal job with me, and I can't say nothing but great things about her.
Also, you had a chance to the team for several months of last year of R.D. Evans. What are your opinion on R.D. Evans as a worker and also as a former tag team?
Learned a lot from him. It's one of those things where, he has a great mind of the business. He has a real good mind of the business, and without him, he taught me a lot inside the ring, outside the ring, how to conduct yourself. And, He's a great worker. He's been known to be a good manager, and it's just one of those things where, I guess, storyline where I took everything I needed, and I felt like I could move on my own.
Yes, how was it like the work against Red Dragon also?
You said what?
How was it like to work against Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly of Red Dragon?
I was one of the best tag team, one of the best tag teams in the world, and it was a pleasure. Me and Uhal had a tag team tag match in them in an indie show in Belleville, Illinois, and I mean, it was a good, simple match, and we rocked the house, and I mean, it's always a pleasure stepping in the ring with those two guys, because they are some of the best wrestlers in the world. I mean,
they are. They definitely one of the best, also.
Yeah.
And you definitely had a chance to work against the Decade, B.J. Whitmer and Jimmy Jacobs. How was your memories of those two working against in a tag match with you and R.D. Evans?
I mean, those guys are some of the the pioneers of Ring of Honor, some of the earlier guys that's been with the company forever. So it's always a pleasure of being sharing the ring with those guys, knowing that those guys wrestled against the Seth Rollins and the Tyler Blacks and the Danielsons and the Steen and you know,
right?
Just seeing who and the main goes on.
And you recently also worked with Romantic Touch TV match. How was that?
It was an easy match. It didn't last too long. He has a great mind for the business. Great talent. Very athletic, funny in different ways, and charismatic, and we had a good match, which could have been longer, but it wasn't, but it was fine.
And I definitely said that you put on one of the best drop kicks for a guy in your stature at 6'5 and 300 pounds.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Right. And you definitely hit the spear right on point also, your finisher.
Well, thanks, man.
Yeah, definitely definitely good. Yeah. Also, what are your career one of your career moments of being in, as an NFL player?
Oh man, I really don't ever have no big NFL moments. I would have to dig deep through what I remember about the NFL to find one. I mean, I guess my first start, we could say that, just to answer the question.
Right. And definitely, how was it like to be on the team with Matt Ryan also for those several seasons in Atlanta?
Matt Ryan's a phenomenal player, a great leader, just a great teammate in general. And hopefully he could make it past the first couple of rounds in the playoffs and get that Super Bowl ring that every player fight to get.
Right. Yeah, he definitely is a good quarterback out there. Definitely deserves to be in the top five as current quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Were you there as a with the Colts when Andrew Luck rookie year?
No, that was before me. Oh, that was after I left.
Oh, okay. But she was there during the Peyton Manning when his final season with the team.
Yeah.
And how was that moment being being in the locker room of Peyton Manning?
I mean, I didn't really. Peyton was a great player. Unfortunately, I didn't get to play with him because he was going through the neck injury.
Right.
But I mean, he was a great teammate to have. He was always around.
And do you think now that football is taking taking it too much of finding football players for just too many unnecessary hits?
Say that one more time.
You think the NFL commissioner and the committee has taken it too far for players to be fined for just certain hits of the game, like you know, sacking the quarterback or any hard hits also?
Yeah, it's making it hard to watch. I mean, it's kind of turning into flag football where a lot of the hits that make people want to watch football is kind of like being banned. And it just makes the game not fun to watch anymore. But I understand why they're doing this, for the players' safety. So, I mean, I guess you can't complain. I mean, it's a lose-lose situation. As much as you want to see those hard hits and make it go wow, I mean, you also got to look out for the players, you know?
Right. And then I also see that that they're going in speed, though. They're going to have to make a play if it's a receiver or running back. I think that's the that's the nature of the game right there. It's like going a car at full speed colliding with another car.
Right.
Also, you were definitely an outstanding football player at the man for one of the top schools in Prince George's, Maryland. Definitely, you was an All-American. That school has a lot of history of a lot of football greats coming from there, from that area.
Yeah. Yeah, Matthew was a real good school. I had a lot of friends. At 1 year I was in the NFL, I think we had about 8 guys from my junior, senior year playing the NFL all at one time, which was like the record at the time. But, I guess I've just been blessed, man.
What? And how was it being a college player at Syracuse?
It was fun. College is always fun. There's a memories you try not to forget. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so met a lot of good people in college, a lot of friends that I could call my friends forever, and
right, definitely. You have to adjust playing inside of the Carrier Dome. How was being the Carrier Dome playing at home games?
It was a phenomenal experience. Especially the years we was good, and we had sold out games. It was definitely a fun experience.
Right. And did you had a chance to to watch the Super Bowl with the Patriots and Seahawks.
Yeah, it was actually a good game. I enjoyed it.
Right. And definitely I thought Seattle was going to pull off the victory, but they had instead of running it, and they chose to make a pass play, and I think that was one of the huge mistakes right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a play that will always be talked about. It's one of those things where if they would have scored, it would have been a great play. And since it was an interception, it was a bad play. So, it is what it is.
Right. Did you have a chance to meet Tom Brady and Belichick when he was with the Patriots for a while?
Yeah, I played with Tom Brady, best quarterback in the game, and Belichick, best coach in the game.
Right. And it seemed like they're so passionate to football and everything, and motivate the whole locker room, the players to be on the same track, and it's like that. That's a very disciplined team, top five disciplined teams in the NFL, along with the Seahawks and the Colts.
What? I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry, I'm doing like three things at one time, trying to get ready for bed.
Right. Do you think the Patriots is one of the top disciplined teams in the NFL? The way that Belichick is with his players.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a franchise team. Belichick does a good job getting those guys prepared week in, week out for their next opponent, and that's why he's the best coach in my opinion, the history of football.
Right. Also, you had a chance to work with Michael Elden. How was that experience for you in Ring of Honor?
Michael Vick was a great guy, and too bad the whole thing that happened with him happened. And if that didn't happen, I'm sure he would still be a quarterback of the Falcons, and maybe we wouldn't have drafted Matt Ryan. But Mike is a great guy. I haven't talked to him in a few years, but one of the best quarterbacks, scrambling quarterbacks in the NFL, that is.
Right. And do you have any thing you want to plug out there for the fans or any upcoming events for Ring of Honor or anything?
Just if you're in the Atlanta area, February 21st, make sure you make it to the North Trade Center for Winter Warriors. Ring of Honor will be in town. Show starts 7:30. See you there.
Yes, we're gonna let you go now, because you have I know you have other important things for the next day to get to and stuff. I know you actually exhausted.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Definitely. We welcome you, and you can come back to the show anytime.
All right,
thanks. All right, you have a good night.
All right.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ring of Honor superstar Moose or Janaka. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get to the links, you can go to blogtalkradio.com under Wrestling F Factor Radio or at Wrestling F Factor group page on Facebook for archives there also. And this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, everyone.
Check the resume, it's risky.